you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Jane,
Dave.
Jane, Mick, hello.
All present. Done. Yes. Big show today. Wow, what a night on the TV it was last night. We'll put the Masked Singer up on Box. Your show's making headlines. I have to...
Yes, it is.
So much more to discuss. We'll get to the bottom of that.
We will. How dare you, Mick?
Oi.
We've got a lot to unpack there, including...
Give us one.
Well, a rubbish bin proposal where 6 rubbish bins per household are going to be proposed. We have
to sort
everything out.
Yeah, right. Well, good luck with that. One job is back on deck.
I'm outraged because The Crown, a series that I've highly recommended to you to watch.
Chick flick.
Well,
it is.
The Crown trailer has gone out with a glaring mistake in it for any royal watcher.
We'll see if you can
pick
it.
You've got one job.
Come on. We'll take your calls on that. Dave Reynolds will chat to us live on the show today about the Gold Coast 600. What an event. Mm. This is a big one.
It is gearing up. We love the Goldie.
The Gold Coast goes nuts.
Yeah, it does go nuts. We have got Charles Firth from The Chaser coming in.
Cannot wait.
He's going to unpack a whole bunch of stuff, including...
He's got some stuff. He's also talking about The Chaser's quarterly and the shovels.
Oh, okay.
War on 2019, their live shows, and, of course, they've got something out in print. I'll get to the bottom of that.
Sure. All right.
Men are idiots.
Yes.
Yeah. How good.
We've got a few. We've got a couple of funny ones.
A man's brewing beer in his stomach.
That I've got to get to the bottom of.
Everyone thought it was me. I got about 8 phone calls last night going, is it you?
Is this a real thing?
It's a real thing.
We're looking at, it's not very happy subject, but selfie death.
Which I'm glad to say is a real thing.
An extraordinary number, and we want to find out whether you've come close.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, so much to get through.
Oh, we will.
But we'll start with you two.
Big day.
You, I'll tell you, I'll put in how dare you, you, for negotiating with Channel 7 to do a show with Matt. And who's the other
Gary.
One? Gary.
I don't know where your intel is.
Well,
I'm denying. I have nothing to say about this.
You didn't deny it. You said no comment.
Well, I'm saying no comment now. I mean,
well,
that doesn't...
Why would
you be upset if I didn't tell you?
Because we are friends. We're doing a show
to
together.
I don't have to tell you all my business.
I'm doing a porno.
What else is new? No, it wouldn't affect my radio job if I did something outside of radio.
Because you don't put in, really. So it's not like you can do any less work.
Kicked off. It's 6 minutes past the hour. And
can
in
you,
we
for
go.
Me, just let me know. So the Channel 7 upfront said tomorrow, the word is you are doing a show with Matt Preston and Gary Meehan. Yes.
Could you see that happening?
Yes, I can.
Well,
I can.
I haven't spoken to either
of you.
I've not spoken about that to them. So I can't say anything.
So do you remember you told me you ran into Georgie Coghlan?
Yes, I did.
You did. Where'd you run into her?
When we were in Noosa.
How long ago?
Only about 2 weeks ago. And I said...
And you were outraged when?
No, I wasn't. I said to her, I asked her if she was the monster. Because
in the Masked Singer,
all the clues pointed to her. And she said, no, don't be silly. Oh, I'm getting asked that all the time. And I let it go.
Right.
She then last night said, I apologise to all my friends... Because I had to fib, because you can't tell anybody what's happening.
So I'm feeling a touch of the Georgie Coghlans right now. When you go, no, of course I'm not. And then after the upfronts, you're going to go to me, I'm sorry, I couldn't
tell you. Don't say this stuff on air. What if I've got a confidentiality clause that I just can't break?
Well, bad luck. Mm. What about this?
What?
Do you know where I am in the pecking order on the Seven Network?
Well, strap yourself in for dropping down the ladder. Well,
if I could crush you like an ant. One phone call right now, and I could have.
Who's right on top, though? Is it Koshy then?
Koshy. Koshy.
If I went to Channel 7, look out, Sam Armitage.
Oh, so you've given it some thought, have you?
Yes.
Look out, Mick Malloy.
You'd have Sam Armitage.
No, I would have the prime car park. I would demand that.
Oh, you
I demand a chopper. Well.
To get your people mover in. Or your family.
Now, no, nothing's happening.
What's the deal?
No, I'm not talking about
it
anymore.
What time does the show
go to
air?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it prime time?
Is it prime time?
Or is it on 7 Mate?
Well, you'd expect Matt and...
Does George Colombaris know? This is the more
important. No, I don't believe George is involved.
I'm going to do a show with George.
Oh, good luck with you.
Directly up against
you. George won't be speaking to you.
George is not upset with me.
You would expect Matt and Gary to have a prime time show, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's all I'll say.
You are unbelievable.
But that's all right. I'm speculating here. They would have a prime time show up against MasterChef.
Well, what's your contracts? Have you heard about their reality show contracts today?
We might get to that later on. I'm not a reality show star.
Oh,
I'm a different caliber.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm going to make a call to Lewis Martin.
Don't do that.
I'll find out.
Who's he?
I'm going to put him on the head on
any chances.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call him on the show live and see if he's prepared to lie to one of his stable stars.
He might not know. They might be very clandestine, very, very private negotiations that not anybody knows about.
What? Even Cell 7?
Even.
You're doing
it. Even Gary and Matt.
It's happening.
they don't know.
All right. When we come back, we're going to do How Dare You?
Yes.
It's going to be fun. Danger's got one, I know.
I do.
That's one. How dare you? Negotiate a show.
I don't have to tell you everything about me. I remain a woman of mystery.
Colorado, now back with 7 years free schedule servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
All your dreams are dashed.
How dare you?
All you talk about is eternal groundswell.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah. Away we go. All Do you want to kick off?
Well, I think seeing as Mask Stinger was the final episode was on last night, we'll stick with that.
Well,
how dare you?
We have been how dare you.
We've got a complaint.
It's Do you want me to read
fault.
It out? Do you want to read it out? Is it the Mask Stinger complaint? I'll give it here. Here's Mark Porter. Very disappointing you guys felt the need to publicly expose the Mask Stinger identities 4 hours before the grand final via your Wendell Saylor interview replay. No doubt... You feel you got a commercial win against your drive time competitor in Husey, whoever he is, but you spoiled it for the rest of us, particularly my kids and many others. Lost cred, to say the least.
Oh. Mark, I have an answer for you. It was printed in all the newspapers yesterday. All the clues were given. It was impossible not to guess.
Everyone
who it
was referring to them
Cody
as the
Simpson
winners.
Cody Simpson arrived in Australia, and I don't believe that's fair to
what
go
a
us.
Cliffhanger. Because, it's been ruined for you. Here's what Wendell Saylor said that he's referring to on our show.
I reckon the robot, he's been great. Cody Simpson, he's been good. But you sort of, I love, like, Rob Mills has been great too.
The wolf with his howling. Come
We're just
on.
Naming them now, aren't we? So the rest of Australia, apart from you and your kids, your car must be a bit of like a TARDIS or something.
Mark,
it must be soundproofed. It must be insulated against
just
reality.
It's not just us. So you have to move on from there. I'm sorry we lost credibility.
You watched the video, so I know. We'll try and get you back. I'm sure you're not listening.
We'll get you back, Mark.
You're able to listen to Husey. Hey, now.
The Masked Singer, speaking
What happened?
Of that,
what was the... Can we speak about it now?
Yes, we can, because it was Cody Simpson, to which my household, all the kids go, who's that?
Cody Simpson.
Which is fair enough.
And can I ask, can you name a song? Because I'm not being silly here. I could
no,
not.
I cannot,
don't know who you're talking
about. I feel like
I'm
into music and I can't name
I know
Cody
his face
Simpson.
And I think he's from the Gold Coast as well. But that's
He looks like a Home and Away actor or something.
He looks like that. But he had a bit of a career. He started on YouTube and then he had a bit of a career bump.
He's
and then he started.
Overseas.
I'll tell you how I knew him. Because he went out with Gigi Hadid. One of the supermodels. Yeah. And then he got in the clique with all the glam girls.
Right.
And now he's dating Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
But he wasn't dating her when he went in the robot suit, clearly. Or I don't think she'd date him.
Miley
if she
Cyrus is dating the robot?
Yeah, that's true. So he
and
was
he the winner? Who won?
Yeah, he won. And then Millsy came second and he did a great job.
What was the pecking order? What were they paid?
Oh, well, this was leaked in a news magazine report yesterday. So they're saying that... Cody Simpson was paid $200,000.
Right.
Okay.
Is that pre-Miley or post-Miley?
Well, I don't know now.
Yeah.
It could go up more, but he got $200,000. It's a very, very big leap from that to Nikki Webster, who got $10,000.
Oh, that's not fair.
Little Nikki Webster.
Yeah. Gretel Colleen apparently got $20,000.
Oh.
Denny Hodges got $25,000. Kate Sobrano, $70,000.
Well,
Brett Lee, $40,000. Millsy got $50,000. But I tell you what, when they know, so that's about $1 million that Channel 10 paid for the actual singers, which isn't, I mean, it's a big show.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think
you reckon they're unders.
Well,
I think so.
No,
too.
I think if you spend a bit more, I mean, this is why it's ridiculous when they were saying, "Is it Beyonce?"
Yeah.
No. Is it Lady Gaga? No.
LaToya Jackson.
Not when the highest person got $200,000. Yeah. I don't think Lady Gaga.
Do you know
would do
what?
It for
in
that.
The episodes, they didn't have to take their hat off. Do we know that was even them out there? Could it have just been someone
true.
In a suit while they play a?
I
who
believe
knows?
No. Yeah. It really was the singers under there when
how
they
do you
did
know
it.
They're there?
But last night, I don't believe it was all the singers.
What are you saying now?
Oh.
I'm saying that they did a wide shot of they sang. What's the song? This.
This is me.
Have you got this?
Yeah. Take yeah. this. When the show.
Okay, so Osher says, would you welcome back?
Whose song is it?
It's from Star Is Born?
No.
No.
Oh,
the Greatest Showman?
Yes.
Yeah,
Greatest Showman. So Osher says, would you welcome back all the singers from The Masked Singer? And you go, oh, that's great. And we see them all with their hats.
Flown them all in.
With their masks on. No, because I reckon they cut to a close-up of them.
Oh, no kidding.
And on the night, this is what I reckon happened. On the night they filmed their episode where they were demasked, they took it off and they said, right, just for the finale, can you just do sway a bit to This Is Me? Which they cut to them because then, well, they cut to a close-up of them with the mask off. Mm. The wide shot, they had the mask on. So that could have been anybody in the suit.
So you said to me, right, you knew it was just because someone had seen Cody Simpson flying back into the country
yes,
to
because,
do it. No,
so no,
you're
no,
telling
no,
me
no.
Cody Simpson's been flying in every week
no,
to
listen,
do the Masked Singer?
I'll explain it. They've flown Cody.
Buffing Miley Cyrus in an LA.
They've flown Cody Simpson in because they have to do all the publicity. He has to do publicity today.
Right.
So they filmed it ages ago. And then because Cody Simpson won.
I wish I'd watched
they've flown
a minute
him in.
Of it.
Didn't see any
so
of it.
I would understand exactly what you're talking
makes sense,
about.
Makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. That's a good how dare you. We're going to take yours now. Give us a call. 133-53. We've got more, by the way. Dave's rearing to go. He's had a burrito incident.
Oh, filthy. Yeah,
is
all
it
right.
like my burrito incident?
When I was, nothing when like I was yours. Pat no, nothing,
eating a burrito?
Nothing like that.
All right. We'll
worse.
Stand by.
It's terrible coming up. Stuff.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
The great Dave Reynolds, Bathurst champion a few years ago. He's going to join us coming up soon. Charles Firth from The Chaser as well.
He's got a good record over there at the Gold Coast 600.
Yeah, yeah. That's his.
You. Now, we're playing How Dare You.
Yes.
All in honour of, what's her name, Greta Thunberg?
How dare you?
Call us 133353 if you have your own How Dare You.
How dare you want to get into. Dave, you've got one.
Well, mate,
what's
I went downstairs to get some Mexican for lunch and got a naked burrito. What? Got a naked burrito for lunch.
What's that?
Well, it's like a burrito, but it's not in the wrap, you know.
Right.
It's
a salad.
Yeah. Right. Would you like bean, sir? Hot, mild sauce? Yeah, yep, yeah. Beef, chicken? Oh, well, beef. And I went through guac. No, guac is an extra dollar or something. So I think I don't need the guac.
You do not want to say that.
Remember, Dave's a tight ass.
I'm not a tight ass, but anyway.
Why'd you say that?
And I saw the sign, said $11.90 for a naked burrito. Yeah, no worries. Cool. That's $12.40, thanks, sir. I said, well, it says $11.90 up there. Oh, no, it's 50 cents extra for beef.
As opposed excuse to what?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I don't know.
Well, you
it?
Need something in your burrito.
But it's up on the board.
But it didn't say that on the board. It just said $11.90 regular. Naked burrito. An extra 50 cents for beef.
But if you had the chicken, it wouldn't be an extra 50 cents.
Well, the beef shouldn't be included.
But why should it be different between chicken
you.
And the beef?
How dare you?
Dave's got a point here.
Thank you.
Dave has a point. So if you'd got a chicken burrito, would it have been $11.90?
Yes. But the beef's extra 50 cents.
But you didn't have the chicken as well, did you?
No.
Oh, my God. What are we talking about?
Have you subbed out the chicken
but
and
just
got
the
beef in?
But just put the price on the thing going, $12.40 for beef.
It's
thanks.
A burrito.
I'm
if
going
I want
to
a
go,
beef burrito.
I'm going to take a photo of that bull because I don't believe that it doesn't make it clear.
It doesn't. I love
all right.
You are unbelievable.
Let's get a photo of
I know Dave, you're a tight
board.
Ass, but I'm with you
ass.
On this.
Thank you.
If 11, did you pay or did you storm out?
No, I paid. I've gone, oh, okay.
Did you eat the beef? Was the beef good?
It was okay. It was pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Wow, can we talk about burritos more?
Well, that's a good how dare you.
How dare you?
Okay. Yum.
Was
all right, yeah. Tim's on the phone. Tim.
Hello, Tim.
You've got a how dare you. Tim.
Hey Tim, you there?
Hello.
Hello, yeah. Tim. Go, fire away.
Mate, a BP service station, how dare you for taking Picture Magazine off the shelf?
Yes.
How dare
yes.
you?
What's
yes.
Yes. This is unbelievable. You've lost my vote, BP. I didn't get angry when you polluted all the waterways. I didn't get angry when your tankers went down. I didn't get when I saw pelicans turning up with grease and not unable to fly.
Did.
But you take Picture and People magazine off your racks. That's you do so at your peril.
That is unbelievable.
How dare you?
Where am I going to go now if I want to see celebrity skid marks? Where am I going to go?
Homegirls.
Where am I going to go for homegirls?
Yeah, who knows?
Not BP. No. This isn't
I for one, salute you, BP, for doing that.
No, but is this, again, just more middle-of-the-road sanitation?
Yeah,
exactly. Are you seriously offended that there's a couple of magazines that may skew slightly towards the blokes? Does that ruin your BP experience?
But
does
why,
it?
You know
why
what?
Why can't they be there?
When I pick up my
Look
Vogue Living...
Mags. Do we care about your women's
Do
mags?
I get Vogue Living, I pick it up. Why don't I see a couple of knockers on a
why
teenage
not?
Girl?
That's right. When I see... when I pick up my book with a couple of knockers, do I want to see a Chesterfield... And
I'm sorry if that offends you.
And a Parisian interior. I don't want to.
Well,
you've got all your women's mags. Why can't we have a couple?
But why does it have to be so cliched? Why do men have to have booby magazines?
Because that's what we like.
Yeah, simple people.
When do you grow up?
Please, can we have it?
Honestly?
Yeah, no.
Haven't you got those?
Honestly,
what about those shops that are all covered up and they've got X-rated? They've got bookshops. Why don't you go into those?
I feel you should have to go into one of those to get New Weekly.
Well, I'm happy to do that. I'll go
Tim's
in
got a very
pleasure.
Good point. Does Tim win a prize or something?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll give you tickets to go see Kiss, the End of the Road World Tour. Final tickets from tickettech.com.au.
We just want a couple of magazines at the end. Okay, we'll wrap them in plastic. Are you okay?
That's worse.
Why?
The plastic ones creep me out more.
Why can't we have our little thing?
All right, have your little
thing. Thanks, Jane. Here's a good one. Deaf poker player.
Oh, this is amazing
Chris
story.
Chris Mitten is accused of not being deaf enough.
How dare you?
What?
Now, this is huge. The winner of the Deaf Poker Australia Championship has claimed he won the tournament fair and square despite backlash from participants and fans. Claim he should be disqualified.
All right, so he is profoundly deaf in his right ear.
Right. Good.
And slightly in his left.
Which kind of means you can hear.
No, but he qualified for the event under the DPA rules. Okay. Right. In the first round, though, everyone introduced themselves in sign language except for him.
That's a bit of a giveaway.
Could have been a giveaway, but he has got a tat of a mute symbol on his deaf ear.
Right.
And that's what he decided to show.
He
won the tournament.
I'm putting this up there with the Spanish basketball team who pretended to be physically
incapacitated. Yeah, they had a
what's
disability.
The word I'm looking for?
Physically disabled.
Disabled.
Yes.
To appear disabled and pretended to be disabled and bung it on a bit so they could win the Olympic gold at the Handicapped Olympics.
That's terrible.
That is terrible.
I put this up there with it.
Yeah.
What's that? I can't hear. What's that? Yeah.
But he still won fair and square. I'm sure he's. Hey, let's go.
Well, no, hang on. No, because it's easy for you to say, but the other deaf people are saying it's not on.
So there's deaf and there's deaf.
Well, what's
deaf? You can't be a little bit pregnant.
If you're selectively deaf, you don't hear a lot of things.
Well, that's how I cope day to day working with you.
Craig's on the line. Craig.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
What do you got, buddy?
This morning on the news, how dare Gladys Berejiklian close Sydney Speedway?
What?
How dare you?
Gladys close the Speedway?
This hasn't come across my desk. What's happening?
Sydney Speedway is getting demolished. There's a big protest this afternoon at 6 o'clock. Parramatta Speedway, which is like Waterville, Victoria, which is gold as you know, Mick.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They are closing Parramatta Speedway down, which is the world-renowned track, to make way for the Metro Light Rail.
Oh.
Okay.
How dare you?
This has got boots on the ground protest written all over
it. Oh, my God.
I'm considering
that's not good.
A bit of circle work myself.
Parramatta Speedway is really well known. What are they doing?
Well, can't do that.
Gladys wants the land.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break. If we get some good calls, we'll keep going.
All
but
right.
We might come back with one job. I'm devastated, Craig, at the news. I'm getting the story now. We'll give you all the details.
All right.
1-3-3-5-3.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A couple of follow-ups. We're continuing on due to popular demand with How Dare You, revisiting a couple of stories. First, I can't begin to tell you how much support there's been over my stance on Picture Magazine.
Okay.
And how BP need to rethink their policy, banning this. Calls from everywhere.
Yeah.
Fans of Funny Dunnies.
Oh, Funny Dunnies.
No,
I love
remember
that.
Funny Dunnies.
Was Celebrity that a segment, was it? I never
yes,
read
it was.
That. Surprisingly, I never read it.
It was just our little thing.
I had funny jokes you in know, there as
very
well.
Funny jokes.
Funny jokes.
A bit of pub ammo.
Yeah. Pub ammo. Good. That's right.
What's pub ammo?
Oh, it's just stuff you can say down the pub. That is, it's sick of men's business. Don't you worry about it. But, Jane, it was a little something for us. And we can't have anything
really
these
dumb.
Days, can we? We've just been knocked off the end of the shelf. And well, in the meantime,
poor man.
There'll be so many
I'm
stuff
so
on
upset
how to make
you.
A doily.
Yes.
That's a magazine.
Hey, doily's come in handy.
All right, here's the other one, a big one, that's just been brought to our attention. The Parramatta Speedway is to be demolished. Brought to our attention by one of our listeners, there is a massive, there's going to be a rally tonight.
Yeah, there was some crazy.
At the Speedway.
Yeah.
Motorsport fans are planning to gather at Parramatta Speedway track tonight to express their anger at the New South Wales government's decision to demolish the facility. The operators, how's this for cheeky? Operators were told on the phone yesterday.
Yesterday.
The venue was going to be knocked down to make way
wow.
for marshalling yards for the new train line.
Oh, that's terrible.
Here's a great quote here, Jane. The whole thing feels like the movie The Castle, said one of the owners, where literally someone just knocks on the door and says, here's what we're doing.
Tell them they're dreaming.
We're over that, aren't we?
That's...
Get down the speedway and protect what yours,
wow.
guys.
Wow, they put a lot of money and effort to build that business.
It's a great community, too.
Well, according to the owners, they've spent millions trying to build it up and then just come in. No, it doesn't fit our brief. We're going to knock it down.
6 o'clock tonight.
Do it. Get involved.
All right, if
okay.
you feel strongly.
Lenny's on the line. Lenny.
What are you outraged? Hey. What's bugging you, Lenny?
Oh, I hate to sound like a tight ass like Dave, but I've got to.
You?
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on. Yeah, got quoted for an operation a couple of weeks back.
Yep.
$500 gap. Get the bill yesterday, $1,250.
How dare you? Yeah, I feel your pain, man.
But that is terrible because it's not like operations aren't optional.
But
that's
there's
right.
just there's a fact. I mean, it's they've told you what the price was, and what do you do? Have you
exactly.
got? Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I ask what the operation was, or is it not for public? Broadcast.
Oh, look, it wasn't pleasant from a guy's perspective, put it that way, Mickey.
You've lost a nut or something, have you?
Yeah. Thank God for false ones. No.
All right, well.
You've been through the wars enough.
You've been
you don't
through
need
enough.
To go through that.
I need to cop that on the other end.
Sorry about that, Lenny.
Sorry, Lenny. Yeah. Well, we're suitably outraged too.
We are. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Jane. How are you going?
Matt, you've got a beef about beef?
I live in Torquay, Victoria. Unlike Dave, I had to pay 80 cents surcharge.
80 cents?
How dare you?
What?
This is a racket.
This is extra beef in Mexican food.
This is exactly this is exactly what the previous caller's doing, except instead of 80 cents for your extra on the burrito, it's the gap.
And
you're paying the gap.
I am. And even the guac, I mean, come on. Avocados have come down in price since the big price hike a few years ago. So you don't need to charge an extra $1.50 for avocado either.
But should you have avocado automatically on a burrito?
I don't
know.
I don't mind being
it feels
asked
like an extra, whereas beef doesn't to me.
Again, enough burrito.
Beef.
Shutting it down.
Beef, to me...
It's a staple, isn't it?
It's either beef or chicken is included, and it should be in the overall price.
I agree.
Well, now they're appealing to all our vegan friends. First.
How dare them?
Yeah.
I'm over the
vegans. How dare you?
I'm over the vegans disguising stuff as meat.
Okay.
Can I do that? Can we just be upfront about this? Don't pass stuff off as meat. It's not meat.
No. Correct.
Stop calling
Don't
it
do
meat.
That.
Don't call it chicken when it's not.
Would
Hello,
you pay
is it...
an extra day for extra fake beef? Oh, burrito.
Stop at the talk with the burrito.
How dare you?
You don't understand the nuance of the burrito.
No, I don't. Is it Marge or Marg?
Marg.
Hello, Marg. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Tell us your how dare you.
New South Wales HSC is on at the moment and they put the mathematics exam on Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m.
Wow. Okay, well, how's
end
that?
Of the week.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
But it's still within the school hours, isn't it, Marg?
Yeah, and it's...
I mean,
how does your brain think so well at 5 o'clock?
At the end of the
Friday.
Week, bit tired.
Marg, you're a concerned mum.
I'm down the pub by then.
I know what it's like going through a student who's doing year 12 and You just want them to be comfortable.
Is your daughter smart?
Well, she is, actually, yes.
She want to do when she leaves school, do you know?
She wants to and has been offered a place in podiatry.
Good on her. So the pressure
should be off her.
She's already been offered it.
Mm. ATAR scores don't matter. I'm saying that now. Tell them to relax.
Tell them not to go.
For everybody else who hasn't been offered, it puts a bit of extra pressure on them.
It does. It's a very full-on time.
You make a good point.
You're giving her lots of treats
and food. Someone, I suppose, has to go there, don't they? Do they or not?
Somebody has to what?
Do an exam at that time.
Oh, yeah, look. Sometimes, though, exams work out. I had exams in the first week and then I had a three-week break and everyone was finished and I had to do all my exams at the end, so I was a bit boo-hoo too.
I did 1 year at uni and I selected all my courses based on what time the lectures were and I had nothing before
in the morning.
4 p.m. Ooh, in the afternoon.
What a surprise.
And look at me now.
We might have to thank you for all the other callers. Yes, we've had a great response. Thank you, everyone. But we might have to move on because we've got Dave Reynolds coming up.
Yeah, the Vodafone Gold Coast 600 right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's a Bathurst champion. He's one of our favourites. He's part of the Kennedy Malloy family, Dave Reynolds.
Is he, though?
He is.
I wonder. He told us once, hi, Dave, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks. What do you mean I'm not part of the family?
You told me once you're going to put a Kennedy Malloy sticker on your car.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. And now I find out this week it's all about Kiss. Kiss are going to be on the side of the car for the Gold Coast 600. True or false?
True. But I'll make sure there's another sticker on there for you.
Good on you. Now, how did this come about? Talk us through the Kiss promotion.
Well, I know a little bit about it. I can't explain the whole scenario, but Supercars went to our team and said, would you like to run a Kiss livery? And we had to put it through, obviously, the sponsors and stuff. And actually, Penrite changed their lettering to the Kiss font.
Good on them.
It actually fits really well and it's a really cool initiative.
So you've got Kiss on the outside of the car. We'll get to the Gold Coast 600 in a second. Does that mean inside you're listening to Kiss music on the...
Oh, yeah.
Some very good driving music there. Window down. Come on.
Yeah, well, I can't run the window down, Mickey.
Well, Detroit Rock City, come on. You want to rock and...
I want to see your head banging as you do it. All right. Hey, tell us a bit about... now, you've got good form in the Gold Coast, don't you?
Yeah, I've been all right there in the past. It's a track we love going to, and it's a lot of fun. The cars are, they've got a lot of attitudes, quite fast.
How's your car doing at the moment?
Yeah, it's going good, yeah. But the funny thing at the Gold Coast is... You know, it's concrete wall lined, but when you're driving flat out, you think they're styrofoam until you...
Are you going to go into a different mindset, do you, Dave?
Yeah, you got to pretend they're not there, but
okay.
Obviously they appear when you've stuffed up.
Please remember that they're there and they are concrete. Yes. Okay.
Hey, this is a big event on the Gold Coast, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
what a
party
time.
They love
this, and it's one of the marquee events on the circuit. How are you feeling going into this? How are you feeling, by the way, just before we hit there, about the wash-up to Bathurst? Mm. Are you okay? Clearly, Coulthard got demoted to 21st.
Yeah.
Big fines handed out. Is it a fair result? Does it reflect the serious nature of the offence?
Well, I think they got punished to the full extent of the rule book, and that was the biggest penalty they could apply.
Well, 250 grand's a pretty big penalty.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but I think 100 or 150 was suspended. So it's kind of, to be honest, I've been silenced a bit on this, so I've been not allowed to give my opinion.
We'll respect that, Dave.
No drama.
Tell us off air.
No drama.
Yeah, okay, I will tell you off air.
Hey,
I'm really looking forward to this Gold Coast 600. It's our favourite event of the year. This is good weather. It's just a really good atmosphere. The cars are good to drive. There's always a lot of crashes.
And it's so close you could hang around for schoolies week.
When's schoolies?
Oh, it's coming up soon. But we should encourage as many people. If you're not on board yet, you've got to get up to the Gold Coast because I tell you what, you'll just have a ball
the
up
Gold
there.
The Gold Coast is one of those environments that is just like laboratory built for car racing. It's got grid girls written all over it.
We spent time racing in the Goldie and we went to some great bars and restaurants they've got, ripping hotels too.
It's a great weather stripper style environment that you just race with fast cars and fun and excitement and loud noise and colour and movement, and it's all happening there.
The Gold Coast has got its own Silicon Valley, did you know?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's in the boobs of all the chicks there. Hey, come on, Dave and Aaron. Hey, now, this is not, I'm going to move, this is not connected, but your beautiful girlfriend's currently in Mykonos, wasn't she? I've seen on Instagram. Is she going to make it back to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, she comes back, for it, so yeah, she's going to come up, but she's had a nice little holiday away from me. So
she's rocking that bikini too, yeah. I tell you, you'd be missing that.
Yeah, I know. I think she's worn out the camera on her phone.
Why am I only finding out about this now?
Wow. Yeah. Follow her on.
All right. Well, mate, you're chock full of confidence going in.
Yeah, mate, really looking forward to it. This is where our little Penrite entry shines, you know, street tracks. So our car loves it.
Well, beautiful. Where are you? Are you currently sixth in the series, yeah?
Yeah, I slid down back in sixth now. So
we need a podium finish. We need a podium finish, Dave.
So do I, trust me, I need it for myself.
Well,
anyone else?
A podium finish and a shoey would be great.
And a shoey, and as you're going around, put on just a little bit. I'm Dave Reynolds. I'm here to win the Gold Coast 600. Come on!
See you, Dave!
Dave Reynolds.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charles Firth, he's part of the Chaser, the ACRA award-winning Chaser, picked up an award last weekend in Brisbane. He's going to join us soon.
And the Shovel, he's part of the Shovel, yeah. Which is a great online. They do, they were very good, the Chaser boys.
Good. And, they hosted, yeah.
Great part of the Triple M family. Mm. We'll speak to him shortly. There's a bit to get through. Before we get there, though, we'll stay in Sydney. The Parramatta Speedway is to be demolished.
All of a sudden.
It seems to have been dropped on us. We haven't had a lot of time to study this. Even the owner-operators have spent millions trying to grow the business. We're blindsided. Whole thing feels like the movie The Castle, they say. Where literally someone just knocks on your door and says, here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Calls are coming from everywhere. We're trying to put it all together and work out what's going on here. Yeah. Brett's on the line. Brett, what are you hearing?
Yeah, okay. What I've heard is that, you know, I was shocked as much as anyone to hear that the Speedway was going to be closed.
Yeah, yeah.
I was out there the other night, and now I've heard this today on authority that they're talking about opening up a another Speedway in Western Sydney.
Right. So they want the land. They're going to, you can have your Speedway, but we've probably got some developers coming.
Is this a government acquisition?
It is government acquisition. They want the land for a marshalling yard for the new train link from Para to the city.
They say that now, but you know what? All of a sudden in a year, they'll be, you're not going to believe it. We've rezoned that land.
Correct. Housing.
And now, you're not going to believe it. A developer's got this.
That's
and
right.
It's just how it happened.
It's
all very sudden. It feels like it's under...
this is important. You know, in Parramatta, to have a speedway is really important to everyone there.
It's a meeting place for the people.
It's a meeting place
for the locals.
It is.
This is a legitimate...
Brett, have you been there heaps?
Yeah, I have been there, yes. There was a survey done last night and... it's an 80-20 in favour of it staying.
In staying? Well, of course they are. Thanks for your input, Brett. We're going to stay on this. Stuart's on the line. Stuart, what are you hearing?
Hey, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
You too.
I was actually on a job site. The beginning of the year started end of last year, and it was at Camellia at the back of the Rosehill Racecourse at Brand Avenue, and we were told at the beginning of that job that was actually to be the marshalling yard.
Right. So it sounds like the marshalling yards is just comes up as a way of conscripting land.
Yeah,
what do you do that for? Oh, well, it's off marshalling.
Yes.
Some magical, mystical force just stealing land.
Do you enjoy going the speedway? Enjoying the what it has to offer?
I have done in the past. My son especially enjoys going there. Like, we don't frequent it as much as we could,
it's part of the local atmosphere and flavour.
That's part of the Australian culture, really.
My spidey sense is tingling on this one.
I'm with you, Mick.
I just would like to get some more details.
A compulsory acquisition, something Daryl Kerrigan fought?
For a marshalling yard, which apparently is a standard, bog standard excuse for acquiring land these days. Tony's on the line. What do you have to say about this?
Mickey, this goes back to December last year.
Okay, what happened then?
It was floated before. New South Wales government floated it, that they were putting light metro rail through there. The promoters of Valvoline Raceway
yeah.
have been fighting against it all the way through it. And, yeah, it's just like that, just like the castle. It's compulsory,
yep.
and it's going to be an absolute fun fight. And this has got catastrophic effects worldwide.
Are you saying that you've been getting calls about from around the world about this?
A lot of my guys that I deal with in the United States, race sprint cars that come out here to do the season here when it's off season over there,
yep.
are ringing up asking me what the F is going on.
Right, and it services not only the speedway, it's all the businesses around it, the hotels,
it's a load of infrastructure,
the takeaway food shops, everything.
I bet you they have other events there too on occasion.
Yeah.
So, well, now listen, for anyone who's interested, there is a rally there. Is it, did I hear 6 p.m.?
6 o'clock tonight.
Tonight,
yeah.
If you want to get down. As a part of the local community,
right. and make a bit of noise about it.
Your disapproval at this shady.
Well, it seems like a bit of a this whole compulsory acquisition thing is just you've got no. What can you do?
Yeah. Alarm bells ringing, everybody! Yeah. Stop it now! It's your last chance.
We want to support you all.
Charles Firth coming up.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Alrighty, strap yourself in. It's going to be a good one. Men are idiots, fullers of goog. Jane, something in there? Anything?
A man has his scrotum operated on after years of neglect.
Why would you listen to anything else? Hang around. It's going to get grisly.
And we've
selfie
also
deaths,
yes, people, idiots who are taking selfies in the water. Edges of cliffs.
I'll tell you my favourite. I've got one favourite, right. Selfie death, which stands
don't tell
out.
Me now.
Head
Let's
and shoulders right. above the others. We'll take your calls. Keep we'll take surprise. Your tweets, but we'll start at the top with this bloke.
The last time the Chasers' Charles Firth was in.
Oh, Charles, there you go.
He was still recovering from a Kerry Ann Kenley number reveal on live TV.
So you're still getting phone calls? Because that
yes.
was your phone number.
I got literally about 10,000 SMSs.
God.
And 99% of them were lovely. It was actually the nicest week of my life.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Because it was people hating on Kerry-Ann Kenley.
It's been 20 years since the Chasers' first publication.
We started as a newspaper from my own bedroom in Glebe, in Sydney.
And the team have a new one on the way next month, the Chasers' Shovel Annual. Charles also joins an all-star lineup on stage touring nationally in November and December for the War on 2019 Live. Let's check back in with him now as we welcome back to the show, Charles Firth.
Well, it's lovely to see you in this daylight,
right. There's
Charles.
A bit to unpack here.
There is a lot to unpack.
Hello, Charles. How are you?
Oh, I've been very busy winning awards, mate.
Jesus.
We'll get to that.
Well, no, let's do it now.
All right, let's do it now. We're up against you, actually. This is for the radio awards.
What was the category? It was a minor one, wasn't it?
It was best comedy sketch in Australia.
Ever.
Ever.
You do sketches.
Since the inception of, since Marconi invented the thing, if indeed he did.
And you were nominated.
We were nominated. I think we put in some little piece. We knocked up.
Yeah.
Down the shed. And well, you won. Oh, can we please play the piece?
And deservedly so. Let's have a listen to it.
All right.
Going around like bum, bum, bum.
It's back to school. And at Chaser Mart, we've got everything you'll need.
Right.
School shoes at double the price.
What?
That's right. Inexplicably double the price of any other type of shoe.
Gee.
A range of pencils and pens your kid will somehow lose within minutes of arriving at school.
I lost it.
Gee. Going to private school? We've got a full range of ties, jackets, hats and uniforms that make you look like a total wanker.
I am the next Malcolm Turnbull.
Or for public school, check out our range of extra sharp flick knives.
I'm gonna cut you.
But sir, you're my maths teacher.
I need the money.
And for Catholic school students, check out our complete range of lockable underpants.
Not today, Father.
Chaser Mart's back to school sale. Thank f**k they've gone back.
Well.
Oh, it's 9 a.m. Now, where's the wine?
There's a couple of cheap shots in there, but I'll
well
allow
done.
It on this occasion. Hey. Typical of the Chaser, who've been fantastic over the
And we
the
love,
journey.
And also heard on Sydney radio, we can hear, before we come on.
Indeed, just wetting the whistle.
Charles, I was going to say, do you remember the last time you saw me?
Well, yeah, it was at the after party of the Acras Sunday morning.
It was.
Yeah.
And just so that I can reiterate to my home, I was keeping myself in check, wasn't I? I was good. I was fine because I.
Well, Mick, I was already home. I was home in bed by this stage. So, yeah. Where was the after party?
Where was that?
You were at the after party,
it
Mick.
Was there.
I have no recollection. What was your highlight of the night? The boys were very good. They were a great host. But what did you – did anything stand out for you? Was there someone who took your attention?
Yeah, look, I bumped into Ray Headley.
we did too. Lovely Ray.
Yeah, lovely Ray.
Gave me a big cuddle and a kiss.
How did you go? Because have you targeted him on occasion, the Chaser boys?
Yeah, yeah. We hate him. Like, we really.
Good God.
Like, he's one of the most toxic, horrible men on radio in Australia.
Charles, do you have strong feelings about this?
No. It's great.
But you did see him, but you know what?
I saw him and I went up and said some words to him.
Ray is in good form. Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Now, we mentioned in our opener that about this time last year, when the Everest was up and running, you gave out Alan Jones's number.
That's right.
On radio, and Karen Kennelly went bonkers, she revealed your phone number. Yeah. Given everything that's happened to Kerri-Ann in the last year, do you feel that you've sent her off? Because she
that
seems
was
to
the
be
moment.
Getting quite
right.
Ever since then, she's bobbed up a number of times with some controversial or daffy things to say. Do you feel any responsibility?
She said that the school kids' strikers should be turned into speed bumps
a
few weeks ago.
Yeah, she did.
And I sort of feel like, don't you think she's not in a happy place? Like,
no.
I think I triggered her into a deep spiral of despair.
She had a lot of supporters, sad. Charles. There's a lot of people who were supporting Kerri-Ann, as there generally is in that age group.
Well, I hope you're happy, but she seems to be increasingly bizarre in some of her performances.
You unleashed the monster.
On Studio 10, so I hope you're happy with that.
Yeah, no, but you know what happened with the whole Alan Jones thing? Because I haven't
told
anyone.
No, please, go into this.
But so, you know that what we did was apparently deeply illegal. So you're not allowed to broadcast somebody's phone number video on the Opera House and then sort of, it's against the Privacy Act.
And he's highly litigious, I would imagine. Yeah. So were you served any kind of papers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. So we got into total trouble with the... the Privacy Commission.
Yeah.
It's called the Information Office or something like that. Anyway, so we went through this 6-month process where they launched an investigation. We had all this legal thing. Luckily, Julian Morrow loves doing lawyering. So he looked after it.
He rolls up the sleeves, does he, when it comes to this stuff?
Anyway, what was the investigation? You put the number up and that was it.
Yeah, and that's illegal. That's like against the law. That's
so
like,
how did it play out?
And so... we had to prove, so Julian looked up the law and went, wait a minute, there's an exemption. If you're a small enough company, if you're not very successful, if you haven't done like $3 million a year or less in revenue ever, then you're exempt from this law. So we wrote back, we had to prove that we had been never that really successful in making money.
And you'd made nowhere near $3 million.
Yeah, for the last 15 years. And we handed it in. They went, they ruled. They went,
they
you totally broke the law.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But you win.
My defamation lawyer, when the last time I got sued and we were planning our strategy, he said to me, well, our strategy is that you're an idiot. And I go, what do you
that's
mean?
True.
He goes, that's our best defence is that nothing you say can be taken seriously because you're basically an idiot.
Well,
let's go with that.
We knew that. That's our clause.
We're going to take a break and come back.
We want to talk about the war on 2019.
Yeah. Well, you've done your homework here, Jane. Yes. We're talking about the Chaser Quarterly and Shovel presents the war live. It's a live tour.
Brilliant.
Get you the dates in just a moment. Charles Firth from the Chaser is with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charles Firth, the Chaser Quarterly and the Shovel present the War on 2019, touring across the country from next month. Tickets at chaser.com.au. We're talking the Gold Coast, Newcastle, Brisbane, Perth, Canberra, Wollongong, Cairns, Adelaide, Hobart, Sydney and Melbourne.
This is great stuff. Who's on deck, Charles? Can you talk us through what we could expect if we turn up for the big live show?
Well, most importantly, we've got me.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
That's a given.
But then we've got James Schleffel, who's the brains behind The Shovel.
Yes.
Which is that satirical website. It's fantastic.
It's very good.
And then we've got Mark Humphreys.
Oh, yes.
You know, do you remember that Greta Thunberg sketch a couple of weeks ago, The Helpline? I was in it.
I did see, yes. I saw you. That went global.
Yeah, that's Mark's brain. He's the brainchild behind that. So so he does all the 7:30 report.
Yes,
we know Mark. He's very funny.
And then Jenna Owen and Victoria Zerps, they took over from Mark on SBS and they do all of SBS's comedy sketches.
Yes.
So we're basically cornered the satirical sketch writing market. Yes. And it's just like satirical all-stars.
I what will you be wait. Looking back on? What are some of the events that you'll be...
The big ticket items.
Yeah, well, you know, look, what we do is we just go through the whole year. So it's actually not picking up the big ticket items. It's reminding you of all the sort of stuff. Little crazy stupid stuff that happened during the year. Like in January, do you remember in January how Scott Morrison spent $7 million on getting that replica of the Endeavour to but he got it to circumnavigate Australia, even though it never went round.
Yeah, it happened.
Remember that?
Yeah. No, mate, sail it from England to Australia.
Thanks for reminding me. That's a good one. Board.
But little known story, which wasn't really reported in the press, that Endeavour was actually seized by Border Force shortly after it came here.
They turned it around and sent it home.
Oh. It was because Peter Dutton said, you know, we decide which tacky reenactments come to the country and the circumstance in which they come.
Yeah. See, it's amazing. We sometimes forget at the end of a year what everything that's bobbed up. Yeah. And you're right to shine a light on some of those small stories. I love what you do. I love what the Shovel do as well. Some of the headlines I've enjoyed over the year. Only 80% of Australians are wellness bloggers. Alarming new jobs figure shows.
Yeah.
Strike kids should be in school learning how to count coal lobby donations, says PM. It's a stocking filler, that one. That's available too, isn't it?
Yeah. So that comes out. So that's the Chaser annual and the Shovel annual. Yeah. So that comes out. That's basically our show is based on the Shovel annual. And that comes out in early November.
Charles, does Tony Abbott make an appearance in any form? And do you think he will make a reappearance in the political world?
Well, doesn't he just go around smelling people's hair? Because you look back and you go, he was so creepy, creepy man.
So was the wink for me. Yeah. And the wink, anyone who winks, unless it when it's one of those secret ones, you go, that's an alarm bell. That's a red flag for me.
I saw him blow a kiss to Michalia Cash at a dinner once. Okay, the time when he did a... Like that.
Okay, now I'm just thinking about those two in some kind of...
You know what I think it is? I think he's one of those lizard people. You know how Hillary Clinton's a lizard
he
person?
He is reptile.
Yeah. He's reptilian.
He is a reptilian in nature. He can eat an onion.
But let me assure listeners, there will be no Tony Abbott in this show. It's a Tony Abbott free zone.
It is? All right.
Yeah. What about Dan Summers? Will you come out like, I don't know, Masked Singers? Had any stage and ripped.
No. The whole show, we're just wearing masks the whole time. and the only delight in the show will be us taking the masks off at the end.
Did you watch the show, Masked Singer?
I had to. I sort of watched my phone more than the show. But my kids love the Masked Singer.
What was the appeal? They wouldn't have known
anyone who was in the suits.
This is the ridiculous thing. It shows you how brilliant that show is.
It is very clever.
Oh, it was Cody Simpson, or whatever his name is. And it's like, oh, that's so amazing. You go, okay, tell me who he is. Tell me who he is, son. You have no idea.
Look, I just tuned in to see Husey dancing. That, for me, is the
that
highlight
was worth it.
Of any show. Charles, thanks for coming on today.
Yep.
The live show you're looking for is the Chaser Quarterly and the Shovel present the War on 2019. Could be longer, that title. Live. And you've got the dates there, Dange?
Yeah, starting from the 20th of November at the Gold Coast, working through till December.
Oh, this is a good tour.
Chaser.com.au.
And you've got some pretty fancy theatres. You're at the Athenaeum in Melbourne, the Enmore in Sydney, and the Theatre Royal in Hobart, so you don't miss out.
Can I tell you my Theatre Royal story? So many years ago, me and Tony were doing stand-up, and we weren't that good at it. We were relatively new, and we went down to the Theatre Royal in Hobart, and... It was after the late show and we were kind of, there were people queued up out the front and round the stage door. Uh-huh. I always started to get a bit of a swagger up.
Oh, right.
Going, oh, okay. A bit of a Beatlemania style vibe going on here.
Hang on a minute.
And as we make our way through the crowd, we get in, this old woman who's a station manager goes, oh, my God, I haven't seen anything like this since Grant Dodwell came to town.
Oh, country practice fans from way back.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, calm down,
you
boys.
You have a ball down there. Do you know that was Laurence Olivier's favourite theatre in the world?
Really?
Barna.
There's your opener.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's the only reason we're doing it.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Personally, I think you're a f***ing idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Sure are, and I'd like to kick off.
Please.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead,
Nick. Today's episode is in honour of this bloke here, who after 3 decades of progressive symptoms, this man from Panama was rushed into emergency surgery with a massively swollen scrotum that hung past the level of his knees.
Oh, my God.
So he didn't think there was anything unusual about that?
Yeah, I probably would have got onto it before then.
What?
Personally. And, you know, it was on the pong as well, I need to point
You're
out.
You're joking.
I'm trying to put it politely.
Jeez.
But let's just say it was a...
How revolting.
It was on the bugle, and it was a low-hanging fruit, as they say in the classics. CT imaging illustrated the impressive scrotal edema.
What? I don't even want to look at that picture.
Well, look at hello. I'm looking at that game. It'd be very hard to do a dick pic.
Yes.
You know, to get it
it's
all
confusing.
In the one thing. You need like a fisheye or a
Well, that's the biggest idiot I've heard of for a long time. You don't think there's something up there?
They reckon they're saying a parasite disease caused by roundworms that are transmitted by mosquitoes should be involved.
Who cares?
That was 3 decades ago.
Who cares? You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Get it fixed.
And so at one point when you're whopping on your undies and it's getting hard to gather everything.
Tuck it all in.
You probably go, that doesn't seem right to me somehow.
Like Jake the Pig.
He wouldn't have budgie smugglers. He'd have turkey smugglers.
Imagine being turkey slapped by this guy.
Yes. Oh, my God. Get that away from me. It's revolting. It's made me feel sick.
Imagine being turkey slapped by this guy.
Yuck.
That's massive.
That's a lethal weapon.
That's unbelievable.
That is.
Well, that's the biggest idiot I've heard all year.
A tennis ball in a stocking.
All right.
Just imagine.
I've got one.
You can swing that with your head.
No.
Boogada, boogada, boogada. Defend yourself with that.
Yeah,
all right.
Jimmy, it's like a ball like you're at the gym.
Yes.
Bang, bang, bang.
All right. What do you got?
A Wheel of Fortune contestant in the US went on, and I really admire this guy, but he's an idiot. Have a listen to Blair Davis from San Diego introduce himself.
Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with 3 stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have 1 rotten grandson.
Wow.
Men are idiots.
Wow, that's...
He's an idiot, but he's a funny idiot.
That's going to be a frosty reception when he gets home after recording that show, I would have thought. 133353, by the way, if you know,
any of any idiots.
I've got another one.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is. Here you go.
Love.
I'll pass it to you. Beer belly.
Oh, of course.
There it is.
Look at this. Now... I got rung up by 12 people going, is it you? Is it you? Please tell me it's you.
Okay.
No, this is about a man whose stomach brews beer.
What?
And gets him drunk. His stomach is a brewery.
Because
he was a sober man and he went through a breathalyzer and they said, you're drunk. And he said, but I can't be because I haven't had anything to drink.
So please explain to me.
His stomach is turning carbs into alcohol.
It's
fermenting in his stomach, being absorbed into his bloodstream, and hello, he has a pasta and he's off his chops.
I got the news report if you wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
Have you got it?
Yeah, take a listen.
A man who frequently became drunk but hadn't been drinking was found to be brewing the booze in his own gut. Healthcare professionals never believed him when he said he hadn't consumed even a drop of liquor. In addition to being arrested for driving while intoxicated, he could no longer work and was sent to a psychiatrist. He saw treatment at a medical clinic, and it was discovered the man had a significant quantity of brewer's yeast in his system, likely due to antibiotics he'd been taking for a thumb injury.
Men are idiots.
I'd like to know what those antibiotics are, please, and I'd like some.
There
I'd
is
like
a connection between antibiotics and yeast, and women will know what I'm talking about, and that's what I'm saying.
Oh, like down there.
Okay.
No.
What's happening?
I'm not saying anything else, but there is some...
Secret women's business?
Yep.
So, is it gruesome?
I'm not saying.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, what? 50% of our audience will understand.
We went public with our swollen testicle hanging below the knee, and then you won't cough up.
You like showing off and talking about that stuff.
Dean's on the line. Dean.
Hey, Mick, how you going, buddy?
Yeah, what's going on?
I got the same problem, mate. There's a swollen testicle, mate. Left-hand side one.
Left-hand side swollen testicle. Is it hanging low?
Hanging very low, buddy. Hanging very low.
Dean.
That weighs about 7 years.
Get on to it, dude.
Dean, have you been to the doctor, please?
I have been to the doctor.
And what do they say? They can't do anything about it?
They told me it's fluid and it'll heal itself within the next 2 to 3 years.
And you say now it's 7 years, so you've gone to a shady doctor.
No.
Mate, why don't you get what they have they'd use for dogs? It's called nudicles. And if they get they castrate a dog and then put a little clear one in. What about
Could you cope without one testicle, Dean?
Mate, I'm just going.
Oh, he's breaking up.
Sorry, Dean. That's enough then.
We've got a quick call from Leo. Leo, what's going on, man?
Oh, g'day, Mick, Jane and Dangerous.
Are you an idiot?
I've got to dob myself in, I am.
What happened?
A mate of mine came around for a drink the other day and he said, I've been trying to ring you. Why don't you answer your phone? And I said, I can't switch it on. And he said, is it charged? And I said, yeah, it's been on the charger all night. He said, give us a look. We walked over to the bench and I plugged the toaster in, not the charger.
Men are idiots. Oh,
congratulations,
We
Leo.
Rest our case. Well done, Leo. Any prizes to be had, Dave?
Yeah, a prize pack coming for Leo and Dean with the big nut as well.
Okay.
I beg your pardon. Sorry.
Dave. Now, when we get back, this is what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're talking about people who have killed themselves with selfies. There's been a lot. I mean, we want to know if you've ever put yourself in great jeopardy or taken a selfie or nearly killed yourself. Any danger?
Please tell us.
Come on, let's go.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right, this year there's been, they're saying, 250 deaths from selfies.
I'm sorry for laughing, but are you serious?
I love it. But the more the merrier for me. This is like a self-cleaning oven.
Darwinism.
Select natural selection. Yeah.
Getting dumber.
If you die taking a selfie, I'd say you've bought it on yourself.
That's a hard funeral to be at.
Here's a report from ABC America, which I'll bring us up to speed.
A new report says 259 people died while taking selfies in a six-year period. That's between 2011 and 2017. Researchers in India came out with the numbers. Russia, the U.S., and Pakistan filled out the top four spots. The leading cause was drowning from people getting hit by waves or falling out of boats while posing. Other causes including getting hit by cars, falling from high places, and getting attacked while posing with dangerous animals were all on that list.
There you go.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Who would take a dangerous photo with a wild animal?
Well, you have.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a selfie with a silverback gorilla.
I have, actually.
Where was that?
In Uganda.
Oh.
That was when I went to Africa.
That's right. You went to Africa.
Did you know I went to Africa?
It was irresponsible. David Attenborough doesn't do that.
It wasn't irresponsible. I had to track 5.5 hours in there. I was bloody getting a photo, and I was very close to a 200-ton silverback gorilla. Yeah. I got the photo, and even the guard who was with me said, okay, move away now, a bit close.
Oh, really?
But I got that damn photo.
My favourite of all time is the bloke who jumped out of the vehicle, the safari vehicle in South Africa, to take a selfie with a rhino.
Oh, my God.
So, and you can see they don't show it goring him to death. Mm. They show it just seconds before, and he's pretty much got his arm around her. You see the rhino going, my hands are tied here. I'm a rhino. I'm going to gore you.
Yeah.
But who jumps out of a vehicle? That's why you're in the vehicle.
Yes. All those,
So, because there's trouble on the Sahara. And here he is. He jumps out.
But when you go on a safari, they don't strap you in or anything. They just say to you, don't get out of the car because it's a lion. It'll kill you.
Yeah. The Idiot. Cruise company this week, Royal Caribbean, said this week it has banned
Have you seen this photo?
A passenger for life after she stood recklessly on a balcony railing for a photo. We're going to have to take a break, I'm afraid. We've got calls lined up, but I'm being told we need to go. We can take a couple of callers. All right, Todd's on the line. Todd?
How are you?
Have you nearly killed yourself taking a selfie?
Yeah, mate, jumped out of a plane. I thought I'd take my last selfie before I pulled the ripcord, and parachute failed.
Todd.
So that all got twisted. Had to release from that one, come down on the emergency, which is a bit of a harder landing.
Todd, was that because you were taking a selfie and not concentrating?
No, it just got twisted, unfortunately.
You know what one of my first stories
Todd,
is?
Thank you for
the
calling.
The guy who jumped out of a plane skydiving without his parachute on because he had a helmet on with a camera attached to it because he was going to film the dive.
Of course.
And the extra weight, he presumed, was his parachute.
Oh,
so
nice.
What he eventually did was film himself
dying
and the footage is pretty humorous. Yeah. Anthony's on the line.
How are we all?
Hi, Anthony. What have you got for us?
I nearly died trying to keep my mate awake while driving in a country freeway a long time ago, and we were mucking around in the car, so I thought I'd undo my seatbelt, get out the passenger front window and try and take a selfie from my head outside the windscreen and the photo camera inside the car.
And how did it go?
Well, my mate thought he'd try and keep me awake and give the car a little bit of a swerve, and yeah, you know what could happen.
All right.
Yeah, good times ahead. Yeah, good on you.
Belongs in our men are idiots.
Men are idiots.
You'll both be dead in a year.
Yeah.
All right, we could do this for hours. Maybe keep them
Thank you,
in
everyone
on
else on the line. Yeah.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, it is indeed. Thanks to Holden, Colorado, which is now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the
Too many years.
Line.
I don't like it. Seven's too many.
Seven's a lifetime.
You probably won't even need it anyway.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Time to check in with a Colorado owner. I like this guy. He's a family man and he's a surf life-saving coach. Oh. He's owned a Colorado for 2 years. His name's Zeb. How are you, Zeb?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. Zeb, tell us why your Colorado is so important to you and what you do.
Oh, because it lets me get in a bit of trouble and it helps get me out of it.
So where do you take the Colorado?
Everywhere, really, but predominantly down the beach.
Hey, so you drive it on the beach, so you use it as a work tool for surf life saving?
Yeah, we use it to dump skis in the water and tow gear trailers around.
Do you tow jet skis?
Yes.
So let me get this straight. You're behind the wheel of the Colorado, you're on the beach and you've got jet skis in tow. Baby, what a job. Hey, what a happy place that is.
And I believe the Holden Colorado is a corporate partner of Surf Life Saving Australia. So, again, how can you go wrong with that combination?
Oh, no. They're fantastic.
And when did you get your Colorado, mate? So this is your own one too, by the way, even though they're corporate partners. Yeah. You've gone out and bought your own. You're not just they're not just chucking you the keys to one.
No, I got it about 2 years ago.
Yeah, and what was the big decision? How did you choose it?
I'm having kids and a family, and with what I do, I like to be able to fit the whole family in.
And for private, the Holden Colorado was the one. Yeah,
and it's a big cabin too. You can fit a bunch of kids and family and then in the back you can have the jet skis and whatever.
You got everything covered, mate.
The dog.
It's your set.
It's a game changer for you, Zeb. We love the way you roll, and good luck to everyone. You're at the Torquay and Janjak Surf Life Saving Club in Victoria. Are you getting ready to fish a few out over summer, mate?
Oh, yeah, she's starting to warm up, so there's going to be plenty of people in the water.
Well,
keep an eye on.
We salute people like you, Zeb. Thanks, love you.
Zeb.
Thanks for all your work. And thank you to Holden Colorado.
Good work, everybody. It's a win-win.
Holden.com.au.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Another great show. Podcast up soon from today's show, Kennedy Malloy.
Did we cover a bit of ground today or
what? As always.
We squeezed in Men Are Idiots, Selfie Deaths. Bit of overlap there. We didn't get to one job, but we'll do that. There's a couple of good stories there that need to get to.
One thing that we did come up when we were talking about how dare you was one of our callers said, how dare you, New South Wales government and Gladys, close down the Parramatta Speedway.
That's right.
And everybody,
there's a big rally there tonight at 6 p.m.
Get down there now. If you're in the area, you're in Parramatta, and it means something to you. The Speedway means a lot to all the locals there. And they're saying it's going to be closed. A bit of a castle story.
Well, that's right. And you'll never get it back. Once it's gone, you're cooked.
Yeah,
it's gone. So it's a line in the sand moment. And if you think you're being dudded out of your local speedway, we spoke to the announcer off edge not long ago. He said there's already over 200 people down there.
Expecting around 500,
so there's going to be a few. I love it when the community says enough is enough.
I think so too.
They say, not in our neighbourhood, and you get out there and you do something. So I think there's enough alarm bells ringing here to get out there and do something. Tomorrow on the show,
Oh, we've got the
SK
great Shane Warne.
Yeah. Oh, you're late.
Yeah, now.
Well, he mentioned me on the Ashes. Him and Beefy.
Oh, that's a global audience you've got a shout out for.
See, Sir Ian and Warney.
That's right.
And they're both good mates of yours, isn't they? Warney's a mate of mine.
I like them both.
Know what we have to ask Shane? Because he hasn't had his big 50th yet. So, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, he's turned 50. But he hasn't had a massive big...
Oh, right. Well, I've already thrown a party for him once.
Yeah.
The full moon party.
Oh, that's
right. I'm prepared to do it again.
Hey, why not? Let's give it to him.
Warney.
Denise Scott's going to join us tomorrow as well. We will see you for a big Wednesday. Kennedy Malloy. Join us.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.